I'm Richard Pankhurst, the son of Sylvia Pankhurst, one of the leading suffragettes who at the beginning of the present century worked for the votes for women in Britain. Well, I remember her as a very gentle person, a person highly committed to her ideals, one for whom work was life and life was work. She had little activities beyond her work. Like many of the suffragettes, she was often imprisoned. In order to gain their freedom, the suffragettes often had resort to hunger strike, and in her case also to thirst strike. In her book, The Suffragette Movement, she describes how, having been hunger striking for 3 days, 6 men came in, thrust her onto her bed, held her hands, and then 2 doctors came in with a metal instrument to open her teeth, thrust a pipe into her throat, and pumped food into her stomach. Immediately she vomited, but they came again in the evening, and so it went on day after day, morning and evening, forcibly feeding her, until eventually she decided to adopt a sleep strike. As a result of this, she walked backwards day and night to prevent herself from sleeping in order to intensify and speed up her physical deterioration, and was duly released. The government by that time had enacted what was called the Cat and Mouse Act, whereby the suffragettes were released when they were too ill to remain, because otherwise they might die in prison. They would be released for a number of days in order to recover outside prison, and then would be arrested again and would hunger strike again and be released again. Whereas many of the suffragettes remained in the West End of London, in the area of wealth and so forth, she moved in 1913 to the East End of London, where she organized the workers, and she founded an organization of her own called the East London Federation of the Suffragettes. And it was there that, having been some 13 days in prison and hunger striking, she sent a message to the Prime Minister Asquith demanding that he should receive a women's delegation on the issue of votes for women. He refused, as she expected, and then she announced at one of her great public meetings that she would go to the House of Commons and either die by continuing her fast, or the Prime Minister would have to accept her deputation. She went there, she lay by the statue of Oliver Cromwell, and it seemed as though she was dying, but about an hour later news came that the Prime Minister had agreed to receive the deputation, and there were cries, we are winning, on the part of the public. That is the kind of struggle that she and many other suffragettes, one must remember, were involved in at that time. In 1918, British women for the first time had the vote, and in 1928 they achieved full equality with men on the vote. And as the century went on, all over the world, women began to vote for the first time. And this was one of the achievements of my mother, Sylvia Pankhurst.